إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah the Exalted. He is the first, there is nothing before Him. The last, there is nothing after Him. He is the Most High, there is nothing higher than Him. The Most Near, there is nothing nearer than Him. He is the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. The Almighty, all-aware, all-wise, all-knowing, all-seeing. The owner of power, the Most Strong, the one who has the power to do everything. Every action is easy for Him. Everyone is in need of Him, and He is in need of nothing whatsoever. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Him, and He is the all-hearing, the ever-watching. He created everything from nothing, thus provided destitution. He facilitated for His slaves the ways to His blessings. He alone controls the days and the months. He makes the night enter into the day, and thus the day enter into the night. He created the cause for everything, a decree for every matter, and a reckoning for every deed. Brothers and sisters, He has made this world, the earth that you are walking on day and night, like a marketplace where people go back and forth, back and forth. Some selling themselves to material slavery, while others freeing themselves from material slavery. Days about paths and stages of one's life. The passage of each day reduces one's lifespan, brings one closer to death, to the grave, and makes one's deed come to a gradual end. And thus, to our owner, our maker, our fashioner, our creator, our world, the ultimate master, shall we return. And there He will forgive whom He pleases to forgive out of His benevolence. And He will punish whom He pleases to punish out of His justice. ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنى تصرفون. Such is Allah, your Lord. His is the sovereignty. His is the sovereignty. None has the right to be worshipped. How then do you turn away? How then do you turn away? Brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor, Al-Tawwab, Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. He is all forgiving. the acceptor of repentance, the most gracious, most merciful. All those who have transgressed against their souls, all those who have committed sin, all those who have fallen abyss in evil, listen to what Allah Ta'ala says to you. This verse is directed to you, O sinner. Fadlan ya Mustafa.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Say, O my slaves, those who have transgressed against themselves by committing sin, despair not the mercy of Allah. He will forgive all sins. He is all forgiving, most gracious, most merciful. Despair not, dear creatures, the mercy of the Almighty. Allah Ta'ala is indeed more precious to us than anything else. He is greater than all else. His pleasure is more valuable than any object in the light of this world and beyond. How can we then not make His pleasure our ultimate aim, our ultimate goal? It is sad to see these people who have come into this world and after being blessed with senses of seeing, hearing, the intellect, live on this life, in this world, for a period of time, a short period of time, and then die, yet do not know why he or she ever came onto this earth, nor where he or she will ever go thereafter. Sad, wallahi, brothers and sisters, sad. Sad. There is not a moving, living creature on the face of this earth. Not a bird that flies with its two wings, but shall be gathered unto its creator, unto its Lord, unto its master, Allah Ta'ala. The day when Allah Ta'ala, the Almighty, the defeater who is not defeated, the haughty, the imperious, the compeller, the majestic, the ultimate master, will gather all the heavens, place them on one finger. All the heavens, place them on the tip of one finger, and all the earths, place them on the tip of his finger, and he will say, I am the king. Where are the kings of the earth? He will say, I am the king. Where are the kings of the earth? Where are they? Where are the emperors? Where are the sovereigns? Where are the leaders, the imams? Where are the kings? Where are the rulers? Where are the princes? Where are they? All sound shall be humbled before Allah the Most Gracious. Nothing shall be heard except this. Listen to me, brothers and sisters.
يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسًا.
The day when they shall follow the summoner straight without any crookedness. The day of resurrection. When you are resurrected, Allah Ta'ala will bring a guide to us. We will follow him straight, not left or right. No crookedness. Straight. One straight line. All sound shall be humbled before Allah the Most Gracious. And you shall hear nothing but whispers. And it's been said, the only thing you hear is the sound of the footsteps.
هذا يوم لا ينطقون ولا يؤذن لهم فيعتذرون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
This is the day that no one shall speak. The day when there will be a fearful silence that should neither be broken by appeal or excuse. No excuse, no speech, only whom Allah Ta'ala allows to speak, and He speaks that which is our right and no one else. The Almighty Lord will thus cause the heavens to cleft asunder, to split. He will order the angels to come down. They will descend and surround the whole creation. With them is the records, the results of your examination. Every single result for every single creature that was accountable for his deeds, they will carry these results. Allah Ta'ala will summon hellfire to come down. And why it is coming down, the unbelievers stare in horror as they witness hellfire coming forward, being pulled by 70,000 bridles. Each bridle being pulled by 70,000 angels. The unbelievers stare in horror as they see a neck protruding from hellfire. A neck of fire with two eyes that can see, two ears that can hear, and a tongue that can speak, saying, I have been empowered, I have been charged with free, with every tyrannical obstinate, with everyone who implore other deities of Allah Ta'ala, and with the sculptures, the picture makers. They stare in horror, dear brothers and sisters, the day when they meet the day of grief, resentment, sorrow, regret. The day that they see their bodies changing, the thickness of their skin becomes thicker, thicker, fatter and fatter, to the extent it will be 42 arms in length. Their molar tooth will be the size of Uhud. The distance on that day of their shoulders will be between the distance of a travel for a fast rider 3 days. The seat in hellfire will be the distance between Mecca and Medina. One of them will be brought on that day. The unbeliever. He'll be asked. Suppose that you had as much gold as to fill the whole earth with. Would you offer it in your hand to ransom yourself? To free yourself? Suppose you had as much gold as to fill the whole earth with. Would you offer it to free yourself from this day? He will say yes. He will tell. He will ask for something easier than that. To worship none with Allah. But you refuse. That day, he will say, he would wish that he had sacrificed all he had, everything he ever owned, in the path, in the cause of righteousness. But it will be too late. It will be too late. As he witnesses with his own eyes the punishment of the Almighty Lord and the corruption recorded against him by the two honorable recording angels as they hand over to him what? The character roles, his records of his past life. They hand it to him. And this is in the following manner. Tafaddal ya Mustafa.
وَانشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَةٌ.
The heavens will split asunder. And if the heaven will become frail and weak, and once becoming frail and weak, it will be torn up.
وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ.
And the angels will be on its sides. And on that day, 8 angels, dear brothers and sisters, will bear the throne of the Almighty Lord. Above them, 8 angels on that day will be carrying the throne of Allah Ta'ala. Above them.
يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ.
The day that you should all be brought. For what? For an excursion? No, for judgment. The day that you should all be brought for judgment. And nothing will be hidden on that day. There is nothing hidden. Everything, the size of an atom, will be exposed, good or bad. Everything. Nothing, as Allah says, will be hidden.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ.
Then this is the result now. Judgment is partaken. Then for the one who is given his book, his record, his result in his right hand. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabbil Alameen. In his right hand, he will cry out, "Ha al-muqra'u kitabiyya." Take, read my book. Naturally, when a person says results, positive, a pass, he wants everyone to know, does he not? In this life, when you have an exam and you pass, you go tell your family, you tell your close friends, your cousins, everyone, you go and proclaim it, you're happy, you're throwing out your results on the day of resurrection. This is the ultimate result. Allahu Akbar. Receiving the record in your right hand is the ultimate result. It is receiving salvation, receiving eternal blessing and bliss, receiving successfulness in paradise, eternal paradise. Brothers and sisters, this is the finalization of your exam. You receiving it in your right hand, you are among those. You'll be running around, happy, rejoicing, running to the kinsfolk. Look at my exam. Look at my result. I have passed. Allahumma sha'ani minhum ya Rabbil Alameen.
فَهُوَ فِي عَيْشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ.
That's what's the result. He'll be in a well pleasant life in a lofty paradise. Allah. And when we ask for paradise, do not ask for the bottom of paradise. Ask, as Allah Ta'ala has advised us to ask. Ask for al-Firdaws al-A'la, the highest of paradise. This is the conclusion. This is the finalization for you, O believing servant. For you, for all your hard work. This is where you will end up in paradise.
قطوفها دانية.
In it are bunches, fruits in bunches, whereof they are low, in areas where they are low, near to the hand, because in paradise there is nothing far away. Everything is to your hand, distance of a hand. You grab, you get. Right, stretch out your hand, whatever you want. Whatever you want. It's only the distance of a hand. You want food? Grab it. You want drink? Grab it. You want luxury? Grab it. Beautiful. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who grab it.
كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ.
Allah says to us, eat and drink with ease, relax, comfort, for the hard work you have placed before in the days in the life of this world. So this person, subhanAllah, he understood the people of the right arm, the right hand. He understood a very important thing. He understood that in this life, he must go through countless stages, from childhood to youth, from youth to old age, from old age to death, from death to the grave, from the grave to resurrection, from resurrection to the reckoning, to the reckoning, and from the reckoning to hell or paradise. Thus he was conscious, he was aware, he was alert, he was vigilant of every act that he did, knowing with certainty that one day he will meet his account, he will surely meet this day, and thus he did. And what's the conclusion? What's the conclusion? It was like only 1 second. Not even a second. A minute of a second. This life is nothing but a blink.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهُ.
الله العافية. اللهم عد من ذلك رب العالمين. Ask for him who is given his book in the left hand. الله المستعان. He will call out, would that I had never received my book. He'll be terrified, petrified, disgust, shame, embarrassment. He'll be scared, and so he should be.
ولم أدري ما حسابي.
For indeed, I don't know what my count is. In other words, he has not prepared his day where he will meet his account. The first one, yes, he knew that one day he will meet his account, thus he prepared for it. But this one, it's still early, I'm still young, I'll never die, I'll die at old age, I'll repent then, this, that, whatever. All he knew in his account is procrastination, sleeping, discoing, partying, making the ish $1 or $2, laughing, rejoicing, smoking, hash, whatever other garbage it may be. This is his life. So how is he going to know his account? He did not even care about his account. He did not even think about his account. He never even thought that one day he will meet Allah Ta'ala and be judged for everything he did in his life. In contrast to the person at the right hand, he did not do any act, but said, if I do this, is it pleasing to Allah? Is it pleasing to Allah? If it is, I'm going to do it. If it's not, I'm going to make it far away from it. Why? Because the day is going to come, I'll be judged. I'll be judged on that sip that I took from this cup. It's going to go either for me or against me. Wallahi, even the sip of a drink. So this person didn't consider, didn't care, and thus, where is his end?
يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ.
So when he sees that his book has been given in his left hand, he would wish on that day that it was the end of him. In other words, death. He would wish for death. He would wish that he was never created, nor revived, but dust. Like the animals become dust, he would wish that he was dust too.
Because he was scared.
مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَةِ.
My wealth have not availed me. Oh, people of money, this person is saying on that day, my wealth has not availed me. It's not wealth that can benefit you on that day. It's your good deeds. No matter how much you've got, no matter how many places you own, no matter what you have, it's not going to be of any avail to you. The only thing that can help you by the will and mercy of the Almighty Lord is your good deed, is your response to His obligations, is your response to His prohibitions. This is the only thing that can help you, and nothing else.
هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَةً.
And then he says, my wealth has not availed me. My power, my arguments, those that used to defend me in the life of this world, they have all gone from you. I'm utterly hopeless. I'm miserable. It's my end. I'm corrupted, destroyed.
This is his conclusion.
In the life of this world, yes, he may have had armies that followed him, that defended him, that argued with him, that stood with him. Who's going to stand in front of that day? Where are those armies that you have? Where is that power that you have? Where are those arguments that you have? Nothing. You are on your own that day. Nothing's going to help you.
خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ.
Then Allah Ta'ala says, seize him and fetter him. In other words, place him in shackles. Where?
ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ.
ثُمَّ then. Grab him and throw him in a burning, blazing fire. This is his destination. This is his eternal place where he will stay in. Why? Because it was his fault. He did not take the advice, did not take the Quran as his criteria of life and soul. Thus, eternal damnation.
ثم في سلسلة ذرعها سبعون ذراعا فاسلكوه.
Place him in a hot, blazing fire. and fasten him to a chain whereof the cubits is 70 cubits. And every cubit as is known, from the elbow to the middle of the finger. This is the length of a cubit. A chain of 70 cubits. And we cannot imagine the chain in hellfire. We cannot imagine it. But Allah will say,
يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه.
Then the Almighty Allah mentions the Surah in Shiqaq. Oh man, you are returning. You are going towards your Lord. A sure return with your deeds, with your actions, good or bad. A sure returning. And indeed you shall meet. You shall meet the results of that which you did, good or bad.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا.
Then as the one who gets his book given to him in his right hand, he shall have a lenient reckoning, a lenient reckoning. Receive something light. What's a light reckoning? What does that mean? It means that the book, the one that is given in the right hand, this book will be presented before the Almighty Lord, but without discussion and without affirmation. In other words, when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha witnessed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying one day, she heard him say, "Oh Allah, let my reckoning be lenient." So she asked, "Ya Rasulullah," after he finished prayer, "what is a lenient reckoning?" He said that Allah just looks into the record of that person concerned and forgives him. And then he said, whoever gets his record, his book questioned, will be doomed. So anyone on that day that Allah Ta'ala discusses his judgment, his account, his record, his book, will be doomed.
وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا.
Thus, this person that will be given his book in his right hand, he will run to his family, return to his family, happy in joy, rejoicing.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا.
But as the one, or for the one that gets given his book behind his back, he will invoke his destruction. How can a person receive his book behind his back? How can that be? Scholars have said here, they disputed amongst themselves in regard of how a person can receive his book with his left hand behind his back. Because the ayah says clearly in Shulun Shikar that he will receive his book behind his back. So scholars amongst them that said that he will receive his book, grab it and quickly hide it, due to disgrace, shame. So he will hide his book behind his back. Others said that his hand, his left hand, will penetrate his stomach, go through his stomach, through his back, and he'll receive it after this happening to him from his back. Allah Musta'an. And Allah
Akbar.
And thus, his end is indeed in a hot, blazing fire. And a Surah Al-Kahf.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And we will all be set before our Lord, and he will say, you have come back to us as we created you the first time. And many of us believe that there will be no appointed return.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book will be placed therein before the people. And you shall see the mushfiqeen, those who are criminals, the sinners, the evildoers, they'll be in a state of fear because of that which is recorded therein. They will cry out, woe to us! What kind of book is this? Our record that neither leaves something small or big, but has placed it in our book, in our account, in our record, in numbers. In other words, like saying the time, the date, the second, the year, everything. And they will see everything that they did before their very eyes. And indeed, Allah Ta'ala does not treat anyone unjustly. It's just like, for example, in the life of this world. When a criminal gets caught, but he denies the crime. So when the prosecutors put him before the magistrate, and they, while submitting their report against him, their proof against him to the jury, they say, hold on, we've got indefinite proof that this person committed this crime. What's this proof? They will show a picture that they took of him committing that crime. Would he deny it then? No. In that book will be everything. And on that day, these people will suffer unbearable, wallahi, unbearable torment. And this situation for the tortured will continue to be until the length of that day will be 50,000 years. 50,000 years. And that will be the day where no soul will avail another soul. No wealth nor son will profit except he who came with a pure heart. A man on that day will inquire from his son or from his wife or from his mother or father about the manner in which he behaved to his family. And for example, the son will say, yes, I acknowledge your good treatment towards me. So whereupon the father will say, oh my son, I beg of you, just for one virtue, one good deed, that's all I want from you, that could embrace my salvation. The son will say to him, oh my dad, you have asked for something very little, but despite this, I am utterly hopeless. I am experiencing what you are experiencing. And thus the same dialogue will be with the rest of the family. No wealth nor son will avail another on that day. And thus, their faces become black. Because on that day, there will be two types of faces. Faces that will be lit with white, shining with light, beaming, rejoicing, happy, will cover them. In contrast to the faces that will be in the gloom of black, in the gloom of darkness, grief, regret, panic, fear will cover their faces. As Allah Ta'ala says,
يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ وأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون.
On that day there will be faces lit with white, and others that will be in the gloom of black. As for those who have black faces, it will be said to them, did you reject faith after accepting it? Then taste the punishment of hell for rejecting faith. And as for those whose faces will be white, they will be in the mercy of Allah, where they shall dwell therein forever. Allahumma ja'alna min ha'ulat, whose faces on that day will be white, shining with light.
Wujuhun yawmaydin musfira, dahikatun mustabshira, wa wujuhun yawmaydin alayha ghabara, tarhaquha qatara.
Faces on that day will be shining, glimmering, beaming. And others, while they will be rejoicing, laughing, happy. And other faces on that day will be dust stained. Darkness will cover them. they will be the disbelieving kafara, the disbelieving people who are the people of oppression, who are the people of unrighteousness, the people of wrongdoing. They are the people of immorality. That will be the day when their faces will be black. And it's been mentioned that when the people are revived from their graves after years and years and years under that soil, nothing remains but the coccyx bone, the triangular bone. Thus, when Allah Ta'ala resurrects this person and this person stands, he will realize that he's been stood up for one reason and no other. He's been awakened for one reason and no other, which is to be brought before the hands of the Almighty Lord for judgment. Thus they'll be petrified and terrified on that day, exempting those who love Allah Ta'ala. Not those who said, I love Allah Ta'ala, or imagine in the heart. Not those ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about those who love Allah by implementing His obligations and abstaining from His prohibitions. They are the ones who Allah Ta'ala says that the angels will receive them, as He says.
لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون.
You know, when they come out of the graves and they will be in a state of shock, not knowing what's going to happen to them. But those, the believers, when they come out, the angels, they will receive them. Allah Ta'ala says they will not suffer fear, the great terror, nor will they grieve, but the angels will greet them. This is the day that you have been promised. Fear not, nor grieve. You are the people of pride and glory. You are the people of salvation and happiness. You are the people of comfort and mercy. You are the believing servants of Allah. Do not grieve. Do not be unhappy. Do not be sad. You are Ibad in Ibad Allah, the slaves of Allah. Imagine that day. You are a servant of the Almighty Lord who fulfilled these laws. Do not waste time in the life of this world by work and tribute issues. No! You prayed, you fasted, you gave charity, you loved Allah, you believed in Allah, you applied that love, not in the heart but by physical action. And thus the angels receive them. Enjoy eternal bliss. Enjoy eternal glory. Enjoy eternal paradise. Allahumma ja'alna min ha'ula ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ja'alna min ha'ula ya Rabbil Alameen. On the other hand, when the faces of darkness come out, the faces who are going to be black, they are not going to receive this way, this manner. No. As Ibrahim alayhi salam mentions, that he visits, he sees his father on that day, Azar. He sees him while his face is dark, dust stained, scared, grieved, panicked, is all over it. The father of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim will say to him, oh father, did I not warn you? Did I not warn you? Did I not tell you not to transgress? Not to transgress the divine law? He will reply, oh my son, today I shall not disobey you. But after what? After what? Where were you now in this life? Today I shall not disobey you. Where were you then? He will say, today I shall not disobey you. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam will besiege his wall and say, Ya Allah, you promised me a promise of truth that you will not disgrace me on the day of resurrection. What more disgrace is there than seeing my father going to meet his destruction? And thus the Almighty Lord says, I have made paradise unlawful, prohibited, forbidden for the infidels, the unbelievers. They are wretched in the life of this world and the next. Then Ibrahim will be told, Ya Ibrahim, look at your fate. And look down at his fate and you'll see a hyena. A hyena smeared with dirt, covered with dirt.
And that hyena will be taken by its feet and dragged and thrown into hellfire. His father will be exchanged to a hyena, but he will be not saved from hellfire. That's the people of darkness, the people who will be in the gloom of black. They will run around on that day, chase, trying to find someone to help them, to assist them. But they will find someone. They will find someone to assist them. Who? The one that they took as a master in the life of this world. Who is he? Who is he? Who is he? The accursed, rejected, unwanted, dark, filthy, abominated one. That's who he is. They'll cry out to him, help us, help us.
Help you?
Did he help you along this world? He's the one that diverted you from light to darkness, from good to evil, from righteousness to wickedness, from Islam, Iman to Kufr, from Tawheed to Shirk, from prayer to procrastination, rejection and denial, from fasting to lust and desire, from veil to unveil, from beard to no beard. From good speech to evil speech. From good gaze to evil gaze. He is the one. How is he going to help you? Did he help you here? He was the reason for your destruction. How is he going to help you? And thus, what does Allah tell us about him? Fadda.
وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي.
And when the matter has been decided, the shaitan, Satan, will say, indeed, Allah promised you, O people, a promise of truth, and I too promised you, but I betrayed you, I deceived you, I lied to you. This is the devil speaking now on the day of resurrection. He is telling us, Allah is warning us, keep far away from this deceiver, this traitor. Shaitan says, I promised you as well, but I betrayed that promise. I am a hypocrite, in other words. He said, I had no authority over you, except that I invited you to my evil path, my evil, wretched, evil, filthy path, and you accepted, you responded, so blame me not, and blame yourself. Blame me not, but blame yourself. You were warned about this. Did you not know that illicit intercourse, sexual intercourse is haram? Yes, you did, but you took it. Did you not know that abandoning prayer is haram? But you didn't pray. Did you not know that fasting is obligation? But you did not fast on Ramadan. Did you not know that pilgrimage is an obligation? For he who is physically and willfully able, but you did not do it. Did you not know that lowering the gaze is an obligation? But you did not do it. Did you not know? Did you not know? Yes, you did know. You did know because you got an intellect and you do know. But you didn't want to know. Because your desire, your lust, you gave a priority. So blame me not, he says, but blame yourself. It's the devil speaking. I cannot help you, he says. Nor can you help me. Nor can you help me. This is the day we will be in the gloom of black and darkness. He likewise will be covered with blackness and darkness, this filthy creature. That's the people who will encounter severe hardship. Severe hardship. Where they will not be able to endure no more. So the people will cry out, can you not find someone that will help you? Will you not see someone that can intercede for you? One of them will cry out, a man will cry out, a person will cry out, go to your father Adam. Go to your father Adam. So they will run to Adam alayhi salam. They will say, oh Adam, you are the father of mankind. Allah created you with his own very hands.
He blew in you a spirit, ordered the angels to prostrate to you, and thus entered you in paradise. Do you not see what we are in? Will you not intercede for us with Allah? He will say, my Lord, today he has become angry, as he has never become before, nor will he become thereafter. Our Lord becoming angry. Can you imagine that? Angry from what? From what? Because the owner of us, who allowed us to utilize what we are using today in a way that he wanted, we did not utilize it in the way that he wanted, thus, the way we wanted, and we fall into destruction. And he's angry from those people. My Lord today has become angry as he has never become before, nor will become thereafter. I was forbidden to eat from the tree, and I fall, and I disobeyed. Myself will say, go to someone else, go to Noah. So the people will start running. They'll get to Noah. Yeah, Noah. Oh, Noah, you are the first messenger on earth. Allah named you as a faithful servant. Do you not see what we are in? Will you not intercede with Allah for us? He will say, my Lord today has become angry, as he has never become before, nor will become thereafter. I accuse my people. I invoke upon my people destruction. Myself. Go to someone else. Go to Ibrahim. They will run to Ibrahim alayhi salam. They'll find Ibrahim. Ya Ibrahim, you are Allah's messenger and his khalil, his friend. Do you not see what we are in? Will you not intercede for us, Allah? He will say, my Lord, as today you become angry, as he has never become before, nor will become thereafter. I committed 3 lies, and he will mention the lies. Myself, go to someone else. Go to Musa. So they'll run to Musa. And they'll get to Musa. Ya Musa, you are Allah's messenger, and to whom he spoke directly. Do you not see what we are in? Will you not intercede with Allah for us? He will say, my Lord has today become angry, as he has never become there before, nor will become thereafter. I kill the soul whom I was not ordered to kill. Myself. Go to Isa. They'll run to Isa. Ya Isa, you are Allah's messenger, and his word that he sent to Mary, a superior soul created by him. You spoke to the people in the cradle while still young. Do you not see what we are in? Will you not help us? Will you not intercede with Allah for us? He will not mention anyone. But he will say, myself. Go to someone else. Go to whom? To Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They'll get to Muhammad. Ya Muhammad! Oh Muhammad, you are Allah's messenger, the last prophet on earth. Allah Ta'ala forgave your early and your late sins. Do you not see what we are in? Will you not intercede with Allah for us? And what does he say? Ana laha. I am for it. Which is the praise station. Al-Maqam Muhammad. So he will quickly go to Allah's throne and fall in prostration beneath that throne. And Allah Ta'ala will guide him to praises and glorifications. He has guided no one before him. And he'll say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, O Muhammad. Speak and you will be listened. Ask and it will be granted. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. What does he say? The first word. My followers. SubhanAllah, what are we? Are we not his followers? Aren't we happy to be his followers? The most blessed nation on the face of this earth. The first utterance when he raises his head, my followers are my Lord. And Allah Ta'ala will say to him, go and take of your followers all those who have no accounts to such a gate of the gates of paradise. So he does. Muhammad takes those with no accounts to such a gate of the gates of paradise. He returns and says to us, by the one in whose hand is my soul, The distance between every two gateposts of paradise is that which is between Mecca and Busra, a place in Asham. The distance, Allahu Akbar, from Mecca to Syria, each the width of each two gateposts of paradise. So he will go back to his Lord. He will fall in prostration. Again, he will glorify and praise the Almighty. Allah Ta'ala will go and says, raise your head up, Muhammad, speak, and you will be listened. Ask, and it will be granted. Intercede, and your intercession will be accepted. He will say, my followers, my Lord, my followers, my Lord, again, and again, and again. Then Allah Ta'ala will say to him, get into hellfire, and take out of hellfire every single person who has faith equal to that of a barley grain. And thus he goes there, takes them out, comes back, falls in prostration, again the same issue. He will say, my followers, go and take out of hellfire those who have faith equal in their hearts to that of a small ant or a mustard seed. He will do so. He will come back, fall in prostration, glorify, praise Allah Ta'ala, raise, speak, so forth. Go and take out of hellfire all those who have faith in their hearts equal to that of the lightest mustard seed. And he will do so. And he will come back for the fourth time. And then he will say, no one remains in hellfire except those whom the hellfire has imprisoned to be destined eternally in damnation. As the Quran mentions to us,
بلى من كسب سيئة وأحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Whoever has earned evil and his sin has surrounded him, they will be the dwellers of hellfire, where they shall abide therein forever in eternal damnation.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ.
Those who disbelieve and die thus as disbelievers, on them is the curse of Allah, the angels, and all of mankind combined. They shall remain under this curse in hellfire, and the punishment shall not lighten, nor shall they be reprieved. Brothers and sisters, think about these verses that we mentioned tonight. Think about this situation that we spoke about tonight, not only as a story or fairy tale. This is the truth. This is reality. This is a fact. This is going to happen. Wallahi. Wallahi, it's going to happen. Do not leave here tonight believing that you just heard another lesson and thus you close your ears and you did not acknowledge or apply anything. May the Almighty Lord make us amongst those who are the followers of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who receive the books with their right hand, who have faces that are lit with white, shining with light, beaming, glimmering, rejoicing, laughter and happiness. Allahumma amin. Allahumma amin.